All right, Mike Adams here with an emergency financial alert. Sorry about the background noise. I'm riding in a truck at the moment. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has just released new data showing that the month-over-month inflation is now 0.9%. I believe that's for October, or it might have been September. I forgot what their delay is, but it's either September or October. And what it shows is that your dollar is losing almost 1% per month now. And that's according to the government, which downplays inflation as much as possible. Now, if you look at Shadow Stats, John Williams, the true credible financial analyst, he'll tell you that the inflation rate is actually double or even approaching triple that. Not just almost 1% per month, but really more like 20-something percent per year, approaching 30% per year. And this month-over-month inflation of 0.9% is double what it was the previous month, or more than double. The previous month, it was only 0.4%. So we're now seeing a rapid acceleration, a compression of the timetable of hyperinflation. Now, hyperinflation, depending on who you ask, hyperinflation is anything over 25% per year. Some people say it's over 50%. Well, I think that we are at 50% inflation or greater right now. So even John Williams' Shadow Stats, I think, you know, he's got to do his calculations based on data that is delayed because he uses figures, because all of his conclusions are evidence-based. He's not just taking a speculative guess. But if I were to take a speculative guess, I would say, based on what people are experiencing right now in terms of food inflation and fuel inflation and used car inflation and housing inflation, I would say it's over 50% per year. In other words, your dollar now compared to 12 months ago is buying, in many cases, almost half of what it used to buy. But whether you think hyperinflation is 25% or 50% or whatever, when the government says you're losing 1% nearly per month, then you're in emergency financial collapse territory. And of course, this is happening because of the massive money printing. And the Democrats currently running things in the swamp are so clueless that they think printing more money will stop inflation. And they've said it publicly. Biden and Psaki and whoever else is speaking for him these days, because he can barely speak himself, they're literally saying that more government spending will stop price inflation. So that just shows you how totally insane they truly are. Now, since the Bureau of Labor Statistics released these new data, gold has been spiking quite substantially. Gold and silver both. So we're now entering the territory where people seeing the hyperinflation coming on, people who know what they're doing are realizing, hey, the only way to stop losing value is to convert into physical metals. Now, there are some people who want to play the roulette wheel in the stock market for a while longer because they see that there's more upside to the market, because they argue as long as there's money printing by the Fed, the market's going to keep going up. Well, that's true to a point, right? It's true until it ends. And the thing is, nobody knows when it ends. And the same thing happened in Weimar Germany. They were printing money and the stock market kept climbing and climbing and climbing. The economic numbers looked good because people were spending. And why are they spending? Because they're trying to get out of the currency. And that's what we're seeing actually in America today right now, is people are spending all their dollars, like literally everything they have. I mean, so many cases of this now. They're spending everything because they know that dollars are losing value. They don't want any dollars remaining when the dollar collapses. So they're spending, spending, spending. They're stockpiling. And this is what happens in hyperinflation. You buy as soon as you can because you don't want to lose the purchasing power of the dollar. But then in the short term, it makes the economy look very good because there's a lot of purchasing activity. And then the government seizes on that and says, oh, look, you know, the economy's great. Look at how much people are buying. Go out and buy more. Yeah. Hey, Biden, people aren't buying because they have confidence in you. They're buying because they have no confidence in you and the dollar and your administration. I mean, we've truly entered the Let's Go Brandon chapter of hyperinflation here, when people are just trying to get rid of their dollars as fast as possible. And by the way, we saw this. I'm recording this on the day that we launched our Health Ranger store sale. Started on 11/11. That's a Thursday. That's when I'm recording this. We had thousands of Ranger buckets in inventory ready when we made the whole thing live at 11:01 a.m. Central Time. And I watched in shock. I have a real-time monitor feed of everything happening with the store, real-time purchases, how many sessions are active, you know, how many purchases are happening in real time. And my jaw just dropped because by 11:29, that was 28 minutes later, we were completely sold out of every Ranger bucket that we had manufactured for the last 2 months. They were gone. And I checked in with my customer support team and they said, yeah, we've got 200 people waiting in the queue for customer support wanting to buy Ranger buckets, and the Ranger buckets are gone. And I said, oh shit. I mean, I don't know what to do. That it's just an example of where we are right now in the world. And the sad thing is by the way, our sale continues for the next 3 days with whatever other products we have remaining. We've got freeze-dried blueberries and other forms of preparedness food and personal care products and many things, and some things are even on sale. But because of the hyperinflation, after this Sunday, we have to raise all our prices 10% across the board. Everything's going up. And we're doing our best to control that and only make it 10%. But I have a feeling we're entering now the Venezuela hyperinflation stage of where things are going. And in that stage, it means that every retailer is going to have to start adjusting their prices every month. And then there's going to be more money printing and more dollar devaluation. And then you'll have to start adjusting your prices every week. You know where this goes, right? The dollar keeps losing more and more value. And then you have to adjust your prices every day. And you're in full-blown Weimar Germany territory. And we're at the leading edge of that right now. 1% a month is what you're losing on your dollars. So people who are smart are getting into precious metals, physical gold and silver. And today I do want to plug Treasure Island Precious Metals. They have been a wonderful sponsor of ours. And you can find them. Go to metalswithmike.com. And by the way, it's not an affiliate link. I don't earn a commission. They pay us a flat fee for the podcast sponsorship. And that's how they're able to offer very good pricing, very good. And they have honest terms. They have good supply. They supply actually a lot of the other retailers that are out there in the market. Treasure Island is one of the major wholesalers of gold and silver. And I don't want to tell you how much they have because that's probably just not professional on my part, but we were doing like a real-time video and they showed me what they have in inventory that's just moving through their high security facility, and it was just mind-boggling. They are a major wholesaler to other dealers, and then they also sell directly to the public at really incredible prices. And they don't do any bait and switch nonsense. If they say they've got it, they've actually got it. They don't make you wait. So check them out, metalswithmike.com. You want to get gold and silver, check out not just the American Eagles, but also there are other coins from Australia, coins from the UK, and so on, that are even a better price than US Mint coins. And I own some of those as well, like kangaroos and things like that. So like wallaby coins. But folks, if you hold dollars, the dollar is just going to keep losing value. Now, even the government admits it. So the very things that I've been warning about are coming true now. at a scale that's just mind-numbing. And I saw a video this morning that was pretty disturbing, and I should say it's not unexpected, but it was a video of some people at a grocery store. I forgot what city it was, maybe Boston. It seems like it was somewhere on the East Coast. And what people are doing now because of the price inflation and the desperation and, you know, the lockdowns and the supply chain disruptions and everything, people are going shopping and they're walking around the grocery store, filling up their shopping carts. And then they're just skipping the checkout lanes and just walking out the door with their shopping carts and filling up their cars and driving away. So it's the old five-finger discount right there, I guess. 100% off. And they're just doing it right in broad daylight. I mean, now these particular people, they remove the license plates off their vehicles. So I guess they at least thought about that aspect of it. But this is going to start happening all across America. Because of the price inflation, the dollar devaluation, all of it. You're going to see more and more of this, and it's a sign of the total collapse of society where, well heck, in blue cities, we're already in a state of affairs where people walk in to CVS pharmacies and they bring a giant bag and they just clear out shelves. They just dump shelves into the bags and they just walk out. And it's been legalized in San Francisco, by the way. It's been legalized there because, you know, the radical left feels like it's, I guess, white privilege or some kind of white supremacy if people have to actually pay for things they buy, you know, because the lunatic left is so far off the rails that they're no longer even compatible with civilization. So they just say, yeah, everybody can loot whatever they want. I mean, that's the new rule of the left. Well, so what did the retailers do in response to that? Well, they closed down a bunch of stores there, obviously. If your stores are just getting looted every single day, you would close them too. There's no point in selling anything when people aren't paying for it. You know, it's just, you're not there to just be ripped off constantly. So this is the breakdown of society, and it's accelerating, and the dollar collapse is imminent. Now, in terms of timing, as a disclaimer, I don't know when the dollar is going to actually collapse. Nobody knows. Maybe God knows. But nobody knows for sure. But I can tell you this, that the Fed people who think they're controlling it, they have very little control at this point. It's out of control. And this collapse is going to be sudden. It's going to be unexpected by the masses. The media is going to lose their minds. People are going to lose everything. And it's going to be a global catastrophe, a global financial reset, as the globalists want. They're driving this. They want inflation. They want to destroy the currency. Now, it could happen tomorrow. It could happen a year from now. It could be even maybe, although I doubt it, it could be a couple of years. I just don't know. And also, as a disclaimer, you know, you need to decide what's right for you in terms of your own finances. Everybody should be smart about what you have. I think well-informed people have a mixture right now, some physical gold and silver, some cash, you know, liquid cash to pay bills and pay salaries and things like that. And then people have stored food and people have ammunition. You know, people have all kinds of different assets. Some people have some crypto because it's very portable. And so, figure out the combination that's right for you. And just be prepared for all of these crazy possibilities of what's coming down the line here. What I see is a nation in collapse. I see desperation. I see that the poor are being absolutely wiped out by food inflation, hyperinflation. I mean, the poor are getting hit the hardest by all this money printing, which is why it's so crazy. The Democrats want more government spending and more trillions to be printed. They're wiping out their own support base. Of course, their support base is too stupid to know that. That's why they vote for Democrats, because if you had any brain at all, you wouldn't vote for Democrats. But if you're clueless, you vote for Democrats who are hurting you while they claim to be saving you, with more money printing that's wiping you out. But the bottom line is this is going to drive these low-income people, people who live in what's called the rental economy, they're going to be driven to desperation. And that's what we're seeing with the looting of the grocery stores. You know, people walk in and fill up their carts. This kind of desperation is going to accelerate. And I mean, I don't know what to tell poor people. You know, what do you do if you have a very low income and you can no longer afford food and heat and clothing, you know, maybe for your kids? What do you do? The government's screwing you every single day. The rich are getting richer. They're taking all the money while they're locking down the labor pool. The poor are getting absolutely obliterated. And Biden is locking down the ports and the food supply, logistics, trucking, deliveries, everything. It's out of control. And you're being told you have to take these spike protein injections, which are murdering you and your children and your family members. So I'm not surprised. I'm not excusing it, but I am not surprised when people snap, when they lose it. I'm not surprised anymore by mass lootings or even, I suppose, violence in the streets. I'm not going to be surprised because the government's driven people to desperation. So the bottom line then, I think, for people like you and I and those of us who are determined to survive this and to rebuild society on the other side of this, number one, we got to be safe. You better be carrying a firearm legally. Get training, get ammo, know what you're doing, get your concealed carry permit if you want one, you know, keep it legal. You better get food. You better grow food. Not joking around here. There's no time for just talk. It's time for action. And you need to get radios, communications gear. You need to prepare for a total collapse scenario. It's looking like that's where this is headed more and more each day. And be ready for the zombie apocalypse. Mass desperation, mass violence, mass looting, door-to-door looting. I mean, these people, if they're looting grocery stores now, do you think they'll have any hesitation to just go door-to-door in your neighborhood and loot from your homes? No, they're not. When they're starving and their kids are starving, there's nothing they won't do. Understand. They're stealing from grocery stores now, they'll steal from you later, and they'll do it at gunpoint at some point. And so, you know, all of America is going to have to go full Kyle Rittenhouse here in terms of self-defense. You better have your AR. You better be willing to use it in self-defense. Don't initiate violence. I'm talking about if they're breaking into your home. They break into your home. They're coming to steal your food. They're coming to make you starve so that they don't starve. You need to greet them with an AR-15 or some similar firearm or a pistol at minimum. Otherwise, they're gonna steal everything you have and they're gonna make you starve to death. All right, so we're getting into this survive or die scenario in America, not far away. Over the next couple of months, this is just gonna get worse. The dark winter is here. And Joe Biden is making it worse every single day deliberately. The Democrats are doing it deliberately. And then there's the mass die-off from the vaccines and the antibody-dependent enhancement and all of that. This is truly, this is a genocidal war against America, a war on humanity. And they're rolling it out. This is not a drill. They're actually doing it. All right, So get ready, have some assets, have some precious metals, have some food, have some firearms for self-defense, have some emergency medicine, get your ivermectin squared away. They're going to release another bioweapon too, I'm convinced. And it's going to be way worse than whatever we've been dealing with so far. Okay? All right, and stay informed as best you can. Of course, you can find more of my podcasts on Brighteon.com. Be sure to watch Brighteon.tv. We've got Ann Vandersteel on there. We've got Stu Peters. We've got Dr. Brian Artis. We've got the Resistance Chicks, who are really good at survival and preparedness and things like that. So Brighteon.tv, Monday through Friday. And we're also launching a new stream there that will just carry live events. It's going to be a second parallel stream because we haven't been able to cover all the live events on all the days. You know, like some events are happening Thursdays and Fridays and things like that. We haven't been able to cover those. So we're launching a new parallel live streaming channel that will coexist side by side with Brighteon.tv, the regular programming. So check all that out. And we love you. We support you. Thank you for your support for us. We're all in this together. We are Team Humanity here, folks. We are the survivors. We are the future of humanity. Understand that. God needs you to make it. And that's why God protects us too, by the way. Needs us to be here. All right. Get prepared. Take care. Be ready.